بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من صاحب ذهب ولا فضة لا يؤدي منها حقها إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة صفحت له صفائح من نار فأحمي عليها في نار جهنم فيكوى بها جنبه وجبينه وظهره كلما بردت أعيدت له في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد فيرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. قيل يا رسول الله فالإبل؟ قال ولا صاحب إبل لا يؤدي منها حقها ومن حقها يحلبها يوم وردها إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة بتح لها بقاع قرقر أوفر ما كانت لا يفقد منها فصيلا واحدا تطأه بأخفافها وتعضه بأفواهها كلما مر عليه أولاها رد عليه أخراها في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد فيرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. In this very lengthy hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, any person who owns gold and silver and does not give what is due to him, what is due on the gold and silver, then on the day of Qiyamah, this person will be made, or this person will be put into Jahannam, and this gold and silver will be made blocks or slabs of fire. Then these slabs of fire, that was originally the gold and silver, upon which he did not give zakat, he is in Jahannam now. This gold and silver is made into blocks or slabs of fire. Then it will be heated in Jahannam. And then his side, his jabin, his forehead and his back will be branded with them. Every time these slabs become cool, they will be reheated for him for the duration of a day in Jahannam that is equal to 50,000 years. Until the accounting of his deeds is completed, and then he will be shown his path, either towards Jannat if he had Iman, or towards Hellfire. And someone asked, Ya Rasulullah, what about camels? He replied, a person who owns camels, and does not fulfill what is due upon them, and one of the rights of the camels is that they be milked on the day that they are given drinking water. Camels are taken to the dam, or the river and they're given, or to the well and they're given water. So the day they are given water, they must be milked. And if he does not do this, he doesn't give the people milk to drink, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be flung on his face in a wide open field. And his camels will be the largest size that they had ever been. And not a single young camel will be missing from them. Every single camel, from the mother camel to all the baby camels. And they will trample him with the hooves, and they will bite him with their mouths. When the last of them have passed, so it will be like a circle. And as the last camel passes over him, then the first one will return. And this process will continue for the duration of a day that is equal to 50,000 years until his accounting of deeds is done, complete, and then he'll be shown his way either to paradise or towards Jahannam. قيل يا رسول الله فالبقر والغنم قال ولا صاحب بقر ولا غنم لا يؤدي منها حقا إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة بطح لها بقاع قرقر لا يفقد منها شيئا ليس فيها عقصى ولا جلحى ولا عضبى تنتحه بقرونها وتتأه بأظلافها كلما مر عليه أولاها رد عليه أخراها في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد فيرى سبيله فَيَرَى سَبِيلَهُ إِمَّا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِمَّا إِلَى النَّارِ. And then someone asked, what about, Ya Rasulullah, some cattle and sheep? So Rasulullah replied, a person who owns cattle and sheep and does not fulfill what is due upon them, then on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be flung on his face in a wide open field. And then again, not a single one of them will be missing from them. And none of them will have crooked horns, or missing horns, or broken horns, and they will all pierce at him, they will poke him with the horns and trample him with the hooves. When the last of them passes over him, then the first will be returned to him, and this will continue for the duration of a deeds is equal to 50,000 years until the accounting of deeds is done amongst the people, and Allah will send the people either to Jannat or to Jahannam. Qila ya Rasulullah fal khayl. Rasulullah was then asked, what about horses? Qala al khaylu thalatha. Hiya li rajulin wizrun, wa hiya li rajulin sitrun, wa hiya li rajulin ajrun. Fa amlati hiya lahu. So then Rasulullah said, there are three types of horses. One that is a burden for a person. One is a protection for a person. One is a reward for a person. So three types. فَأَمَّا الَّتِي هِيَ لَهُ وِزْرٌ فَرَجْرٌ رَبَطَهَا رِيَاءً وَفَخْرًا وَنِوَاءً عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَهِيَ لَهُ وِزْرٌ. And the one that will be a burden for a person is that one that a person keeps for showing off, boasting, and in order to cause harm to the Muslims, this will be a burden for him. In other words, he uses his horse, his camel or his horse, uses his horse against the Muslims. So this will be a burden for him. وَأَمَّا الَّتِي هِيَ لَهُ سِتْرٌ. And the one that will be a protection for him. فَرَجُلٌ رَبَطَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْسَحَقَّ اللَّهِ فِي ظُهُورِهَا وَلَا رِقَابِهَا فَهِيَ لَهُ سِتْرٌ. So the one that will be a protection for him is that one which he keeps in the path of Allah. He uses this in the path of Allah. And he does not forget the right of this horse with regard to its back, its neck. It doesn't overburden this horse. He feeds the horse, etc. This will be a protection for the person on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَمَّا الَّتِي هِيَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ. And the one which will be a reward for him. فَرَجُلٌ رَبَطَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي مَرْجٍ أَوْ رَوْضَةٍ فَمَا أَكَلَتْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَرْجِ أَوْ الرَّوْضَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُ عَدَدَ مَا أَكَلَتْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكُتِبَ لَهُ عَدَدَ أَرْوَافِهَا وَأَبْوَالِهَا حَسَنَاتٍ وَلَا تَقْطَعُ طِوَلَهَا فَاسْتَنَّتْ شَرَفًا أَوْ شَرَفَيْنِ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَدَدَ آثَارِهَا وَأَرْوَافِهَا حَسَنَاتٍ ولا مر بها صاحبها على نهر فشربت منه ولا يريد أن يسقيها إلا كتب الله له عدد ما شربت حسنات. So this one that will be a means of reward for the person is the one that keeps the horse in a meadow or a farm or a pasture in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is secluded to be used only in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this particular horse, the amount of dung and urine of this horse is also recorded in favor for this person as rewards. And whatever this animal, this horse eats from the meadow or pasture, it is recorded as rewards for him. The dung and urine is recorded as rewards for him. And when this camel runs and it breaks its rope and then it gallops over one hill or two hills, and Allah Ta'ala then records for this person the footsteps of this horse and the dung of this horse as rewards in his favor. And if it passes by a river and drinks from the water, whereas the owner didn't intend to give the horse water at that particular time to drink from the river, but even then this horse drinks from the river, then still Allah Ta'ala records that amount of rewards for the person, for the owner of this horse. So this horse that the person now keeps in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala rewards the owner of the horse tremendously. قِلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَمَا الْحُمُرُ. Then Rasulullah was asked, what about donkeys? قَالَ مَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ فِي الْحُمُرِ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْفَاذَ الْجَامِعَةِ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Then Rasulullah said, that is regarding donkeys, nothing unique and specific and comprehensive has been sent to me beside this ayah, this ayat which is so unique and comprehensive. And what is that ayat? Whoever does the atom's day of good, he'll see it on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil, he'll see it on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, even a donkey, a person should not overburden, and a person should give the donkey its right. But no specific hukam came for the donkey. But this particular verse, it encompasses all this. The person does any good deed, then he'll see the reward of it on the day of Qiyamah. Basically, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah, he brought this hadith again, the end of the Kitab al-Zakat, where a person should discharge his zakat, he should not hoard his wealth, his gold and silver, he should pay the due on that zakat, otherwise in the day of Qiyamah, this person will be punished severely. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to discharge our zakat. We did so many hadiths on zakat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.